Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. This is Dr. Latricia Roberts, and you are listening to Breaking Forth. Lord, you are good. Ah, Jesus, don't even get me started. He's so good. He's so amazing, and he is so awesome. And so I'm excited to be with you here tonight on Breaking Forth. It's been a while. But watch this. He's been so good. He's been so good. Can anybody identify with that? He's been? Jesus, I need to turn it off while I just lay out on the floor and just start praising God. But he's been so good. Wow, where do we start? It is 2019, so let me say to everyone, happy belated New Year to everybody. It has been a while since we have been on the air, but I am excited to be with you now. How about that? It has been actually, a couple of years, but we're back. I feel like saying, I'm back. I'm back. And so since we last talked, or since I was last on the air with Breaking Forth, oh, my goodness, so many things have transpired in my life. And so I'm just elated and excited to be back on the air to share with you, be it via computer or your smart device or however you're getting this. I'm just glad to be back with you. We're going to talk about some life principles and lessons. But most of all, we're going to share the gospel of, is that all right? Let me give a quick prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you now. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for your love and kindness. Lord, we ask that you touch right now. Open our ears, open our hearts. Make us receptive to your word. Remove everything out of the way, every distraction, every hindrance, Lord. We want to hear and do what you have for us to do. And Lord, we thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, as I was saying, it's been a while, and the last time we talked, if I can say it like that, I hadn't finished school and hadn't started pastoring, so all these things have now transpired. My husband and I are pastoring, and I've got my master's and my doctorate. But, you know, the most important thing, oh, I'm sorry, we got two shows. Let me go ahead and throw this shameless plug out there. We have two talk shows. That one is on the Now Network, and so that is Kingdom Nation. So let me give a shout-out to my co-host, Apostle Tanya Stewart, and we have another show called The Pew. Let me give a shout-out to my co-host, again, Apostle Tanya Stewart, and Prophetess Nona Thomas, and the lady herself, Lady Madeline Mickle. Tell her, my sisters, God bless you. I pray that you're listening. Amen. And so here, let me finish giving a shameless plug. You can find us on YouTube. Both of the shows have YouTube channels, and so check out some of our videos. The Pew, we're getting back into the studio after the holiday break and everything. So things are moving. God is doing some things. But at the end of the day, the most important thing I can tell you is that I'm still saved. Is that all right? That is the most important thing, huh? He's the best thing that has ever happened to me. Can you say that? Is he the best thing that has ever happened to you? God is the best thing. Yeah. Jesus, me meeting him, y'all ain't saying nothing. You meeting him was the best thing that you could ever do. And so the best thing that could ever happen to you. And so throughout the course of this time, I'm still saved. Ah, Jesus, I can't let go of his hand. To whom shall I go, was one scripture said. To whom shall I go, Lord? Only you have the power of life and death. Only you can heal and save and deliver. Only he can do it. And so I run to the rock, as one scripture said, which is higher what than I. So, yeah, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. And so I am still holding on. I won't let go of his hand. Do you have that resolve down in your spirit? You will never let go of his hand. He is everything. He's the air I breathe. Okay. I didn't want to preach tonight, but I'm getting happy. I'm getting excited. And so let me calm down. And before the show be about praise and thanking Lord and howling and screaming on the floor, but, you know, because he's worthy of all of that. So let's get into what we're going to talk about tonight, and that is we're going to be discussing a new season, staying motivated and keeping your focus, because a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and by the end of January, most people have not done what they said they were going to do. They might have started. Some folks are good at initiating the work but not continuing the work, and unfortunately, this leaks over to our Christian lives. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Come on now. It leaks over to our Christian lives. Well, let's talk about this. A new season, staying motivated and keeping your focus. Staying motivated and keeping your focus. Let's just, anybody that has ever heard me preach or talk or be on a show, I'm going to give you a definition because I found out the more we understand something, the more we can follow it. And so sometimes the reason we can't do certain things is because we totally don't understand it. Does that make sense? And so here we go. It says, what is a season? A season is just a period of time. But what I found in this other dictionary said it's the proper fitting, proper time, to become seasoned. And it even said mature. So when I'm mature, I can have a new season. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And new simply means fresh, unused. And I like this definition. It says other than the former. Or the old. You're unaccustomed to it. Something that is new, it says quality or condition. When something is new, you expect it to be good and fresh and, you know, and squeaky clean. It looks different. It's better. And then we begin to use it and it begins to get, you know, a little used and worn and everything. But look at this. It says a new season. The problem is, and I want you to send me a message on Facebook or hit me up if you're on the channel watching. And you can send me a message. The problem is, it's 2019, so what we need to do is leave all the issues and drama that you went through in 2018 in 2018. Does that make sense? We need to stop dragging the dead stuff around. Can I just say it like that? Because the more we drag it around, the more we begin to act and smell like the dead thing. Does it make any sense? Even Jesus said one time in one day was open to one of the Gospels, he said, let the dead bury the dead. Come on now. We can't keep dragging around dead stuff and think we're new. So in other words, leave what happened in 2018 in 2018. Let me tell you what happens when you drag dead stuff around. The things that dead things attract as far as the animals that eat upon the carcasses of the dead things, they'll begin to follow you. You ain't saying nothing. And because it has been on you and you're constantly carrying it around, that scent even get on you. And so they begin to pick at you too. Come on now. Another thing that happens with dead things, it affects our attitude. It affects our altitude. It affects our progress. And then you have to think about, we're supposed to be sending up a sweet smell to the Savior or sweet smell of the Savior. We can't do that if we're carrying around dead things. So at the end of the day, we need to let go of the dead stuff. Leave it in 2018 and watch this before you all send me a message and say, well, you don't know what happened. I understand. We've all had some stuff to happen in 2018. But here's the flip side of it. Not everything was bad, and we're not supposed to carry that around. Am I making any sense? And so you can't have better if you keep reaching back. You can't have better if your mind is still back there. If he's delivered you out of Egypt, we have to learn how to pull off. Come on now, pull off this world and wear it like a loose garment. We're too busy. We get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up. The song says in Jesus, but in our reality, it's in the world. So we have to pull these things off. We have to release them, relinquish them, and it is in our power to do so. But we get so comfortable with the pain and the hurt, it has become the norm. What do you think about that? So watch this. In order for us to progress, we can't keep looking back, can't keep going back. God is progressive, so shouldn't we be progressive? Each year, the Lord blesses us to see a new year. We started off with a lie. Watch this. Let me clarify what I'm saying. We started off with a lie because we said we're going to do this and we're going to put our best foot forward and, Lord, I'm going to pray and, Lord, I'm going to change and, Lord, I'm going to fast more and, Lord, I'm going to do this and that, and we make all these promises. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to stop gossiping. I'm going to stop. It's a whole lot of things we say we're going to stop doing. And the sad part is we're lying, and we know we're lying. Because the one thing that we need to change so that we can stop doing these things, so we can stop dragging around dead stuff, so we can stop being somebody's garbage bag and dirty laundry basket and folks dumping on you all the time so you can learn how to say no, there's one thing that we need to do, we won't do. And I know you're thinking, well, what is that? Because you can make all the promises in the world, but until you do this one thing, it's not going to happen. We understand and we know the cliche says, what, change is not change unless you, what, change. This is true. But in the process of changing, you got to do this one thing to make sure that change takes place, and that is change your mindset. Come on, thing we don't want to do, or the one thing we negate to do. We want to change the outwardly. We want to change our actions, but not change our thoughts. Come on, somebody. We have to change our mindset. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your body's going to do exactly what you think. Come on now. But the Bible says this, and we know the scripture, and we can quote it, and we have quoted it, and you know where I'm going, over in Romans 12, 1 and 2. We know this one. We know this one. But the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by what? By the mercies of God, that not only you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. Now, here's where we're hanging our hat. He says, and be not conformed to this world. Here it is. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There it is. There it is right there. We can hang up the phone and go to bed. There it is right there. By the renewing of your mind, be ye transformed. Yeah, that was good. By the renewing of your mind. You cannot change unless you change your mind. Does it make any sense to anybody? Unless you change your mind, you cannot change. You can start out changing. You can try to change. You can initiate change. You can even do it for a few minutes, but you're going to revert back to the old because your mind has not been renewed. So what do we really need to do? We need to change our mind. Sometimes we talk ourselves out of stuff. We literally do self-sabotage a lot. Because our mindset has not been changed. In order to initiate and continue and progress and move forward, you're going to have to change your mind. This is 2019, and we need to motivate people so they can have the best year thus far. Not forever, because I don't want to put that on you. But this will be the beginning of the best years if we learn how to change our mind. If we learn how to see things the way God sees it, if we learn how to move the way he says move, and not every time is it going to be easy. Let's keep it 100. It's easy to go back to the familiar, but this is a new season, new year. So if everything is new except for you, then we need to align ourselves with the newness. Come on now. What we did in 2018 won't work in this season in 2019. Does it make sense? If we keep repeating what happened in our past, we're going to keep reliving it. Because basically, the more you talk about what happened in your past, the more you keep living it and reliving it, and you keep prophesying to your situation. That's why it keeps happening again. That's why you keep meeting the same type of guy or the same type of girl, or nothing gets better because you keep prophesying, because you keep talking about it. Sometimes we got to learn how to shut up. We know it hurt. They offended you. They hurt you. They lied on you. They mistreated you. But watch this. And I just told somebody this the other day. There's three types of people. Those that watch what happened, those that wonder what happened, and those that make things happen. Watch what happened, wonder what happened, and make things happen. Does it make any sense? And so which one are you? If you keep reliving the past and keep talking about it, you're going to be watching. And then wondering, why isn't this changing? Why keep going through the same thing? Why keep going through the same motion? Watch this, and you know this, but sometimes we've got to have things brought back to our mind and keep it ever in front of us so that we can change. And one of those things is, watch this, what is the definition of insanity? And that is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. If you went out of 2017 the same way, no wonder your 2018 looked just like 2017. And if we're honest about it, 2016, 2015, except some of them might have been worse. So we got to start looking at how we're thinking about things. If I want a new year, and this is the wonderful thing about God, if you want a new year, you can have a new year in August. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It's just when you decide to change your mind, when you decide to really trust him, when you decide, Lord, I'm sick of what I've been doing. Fix me. Lord, work on me. Purge me again. Wash me again. Wash my mind and my thoughts. Help me not think the way I used to. And begin to rebuke the devil and pull down those old thoughts, that old way of thinking. I read this the other day, and it blew me away. And I even said it on the show the other day, and that was, change is not hard, it's just different. Ooh, did y'all hear that? Change is not hard, it's just different. It takes 21 days to start a habit. What habit do you need to start? What habit do you need to initiate? Maybe for the next 21 days, you don't mention what happened in your past that was so painful for you. Don't mention it. Even if it comes up in your mind, don't say it. And if it comes up in your mind, what my old school folks said, that they need to teach this new generation what rebuking is. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You can rebuke it in your mind because the enemy comes to fight you in your mind. That's where the battlefield is. If he can get your mind, he has you. And for some of us sitting right there in church, he has you. Because the only thing you spend your time thinking about is what has happened to you and how bad it hurt and how much pain that you went through. And you're looking for sympathy and you're looking for somebody to have pity and mercy when God is saying, get up from there and clean yourself up and let's move forward. Come on now. Sometimes we got to have a little tough love. I can't tell you every time when I was young in church that they pampered me. No. And I'm talking about the mothers. Come on now. They will tell you, baby, go wipe your face off and get yourself together. Yes, ma'am. Y'all like, no. And then there were times that I had to cry it out. But watch it. I still had to get up afterwards. I had to stop talking about it. And I could sit here and give you a whole list of how he did me, how he treated me, how they lied to me, how they, no. Successful people don't keep reliving stuff like that. Come on now. Did you hear what I said? Successful people don't keep reliving stuff like that. They learn from their mistakes. Don't get me wrong. They make it a stepping stone instead of a stumbling block. Who am I talking to? Oftentimes, something that should just be a comma in your sentence or a little step, a stepping stone, we stumble and we falling out and we land on the floor. And how do you plan to have a successful year if you're starting off this way? I want you to keep your momentum by changing your mindset. I am thinking right. If you don't know what to think on the Bible, so think on these things, huh? Look it up. Think on these things. Get in your word. If you want to have a step, come on, we all know Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the thoughts that I have, that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace. And not of evil to give you an expected end. If God ain't thinking nothing bad about you and he wants you to progress, he wants to bless you, then when will you want to be blessed by changing your mind? We got a new start. It's 2019. It's still January. Listen, I don't want you to lose your momentum. I want you to go forward. I want you to move forward in the things of Christ. Move forward on that business idea. Do your research. Do your homework. Look some stuff up. Find out what happened. How did they do? Get your information together. And for those that can't see your vision where you're going, you don't have to tell them. Keep it to yourself. And I know sometimes we want to share because we're excited and God has done this, but sometimes the very people you share with are dream killers. They don't understand, and then the crab mentality kicks in. You know the story about the crab mentality, right? And that's when people have the crab mentality. It's like everybody's in a big pot, and there's crabs in the pot. And so when one crab is honestly trying to make an effort of getting out, the other crabs see him and they pull him down. Because they don't want them to do no better. And watch this, they may not do it intentionally, and some will do it intentionally. Let's keep it 100, okay? Some will do it intentionally, but you got to stay motivated. Even when the past shows its ugly head. Because if you're not thinking about it, somebody from your past will call you, come by your house, drop by your job, even step over to and come visit you at the church. Don't you lower yourself to go back there. We need you to move forward. New year, new season. God has given you a new time. And with all of this, we have to be persistent in going after the things God has for us. It's time out for being broke. It's time out for not having. It's time out for not being able to get a prayer through. Come on, who am I talking to? It's time out for not being able to fast. It's time out for not knowing your word. The times are getting more evil, and if nothing else, we need to be in our Bible like never before. So if you said, Lord, I'm going to fast and pray more, make it your business to do it. When things come up, because it will, I notice this, and I know you can attest to this too, when you decide to really make up your mind and do something for the Lord, the enemy seems like extremely busy. Because he knows if he can stop you in the beginning, you'll never make it to where you're trying to get to. If he make it hard enough for you in the beginning, when you're trying to start off and do what you said you were going to do for the Lord and really live safe for the Lord and really go forward for the Lord, if he can stop you in the beginning, you'll never get to what God has really promised or really has for you or really at your purpose. Does that make any sense? So he's going to fight you hard in the beginning, so I want you to know that up front so that you can plan to go around the things that he tries so that your mindset is already ready so that you know how to rebuke him in prayer. So that you know how to fight already. Come on now. If you said, I'm going to live saved this year, I'm going to put forth the effort, I'm going to start that business, I'm going to be better, I'm going to be on time for church, I'm going to be whatever you said, I'm going to, even if it's coming to working out, I'm going to work out, I'm going to do better in my job, whatever it is you say, I'm going to go to school. The enemy's going to get busy because, see, what we do is paint this wonderful picture, and then the enemy comes and erases it. No. The picture's going to stay to get you a vision board or a dream board or something. Keep whatever your goal is in front of you. Stay focused. Get off the phone. Stop being on Facebook and social media so much. You don't have to be on there all day long every day. You're wasting time. You're wasting opportunities. Ooh, that was a good one. If you said you were going to pray more, but you just sat in front of the TV for 4 hours, even if it was for 10, even if you got up and went and prayed for 10 minutes, there's more than what you've been doing. Come on now. Come on. Does it make sense, everybody? Because what we do, we try to put these big, lofty goals on us, and we can't reach them. We got to be honest. Okay, I cannot pray. Some people are thinking they can't pray for an hour. Okay, let's try 5 minutes and work your way up. Don't, and watch this, don't go lay in bed and try to pray. Because the enemy make you fall asleep. Come on, we just don't keep it 100. So, in other words, stay focused, stay and be prepared because the enemy's going to try you. And I don't want you to fail. I want you to succeed. It's about succeeding in this season, but you got to have intentional, direct steps. You got to have a purpose in mind and a goal and be willing to work towards that and be willing to work on that and be willing to sacrifice the playtime and sacrifice the relax. I don't want to say all of the playtime and all of your relaxation, but sometimes we got to do a little work first or be on the grind first so that we can do what we want to do later. Does that make sense? It's about doing and getting in that place where God can use us and getting to that place where we can have those things that he has for us. He wants to bless us more than we know. But we won't stay focused. And what comes to kill our focus other than our mindset not being right? Time, children. What else? I mean, there's a whole list of stuff. Situations, drama, you name it. Things happen. But, there's always a way. Because watch this, when you really want to do something, you know how to find out how to do it. Come on now. We know how to do what we really want to do. Now we want to play that we saved. Oh, I don't know how. Don't play. God knows, and he knows you. You can be very resourceful when you want to do something, but then when it comes to church, you don't. Oh, I can't get this done. No, watch this. No more excuses in this season. If you got to get you an affirmation and say it every morning when you get up while you're washing your face, do that. I am a bold woman. I am a tough woman. I am a godly woman. I can fast. And start speaking those things in the atmosphere. The Bible says speak those things that be not as though they were already are. We're putting legs on our faith in this season. Does that make sense? We're not going to sit there and keep talking about, I want God to bless me with my own business, and you have not gotten off the couch. Come on now. How is this going to work? Stay focused. We know what distractions come. We know who are distractions. We're not going to play. We know who are distractions. Set aside some time. to do what you promised the Lord you would do, and what you even promised yourself you would do for yourself. Listen, my time is almost up. I love you guys, and I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to be back. The time went faster than what I thought. I'm so glad to be back. Again, I give out plugs and shout-outs to Kingdom Nation, my co-host, Apostle Tanya Stewart, the ladies from the pew, Prophetess Nona Thomas, Lady Madeline Nichols. Definitely give a shout-out to my husband, Pastor Gus, and everybody at Abundant Life Fellowship International Church. Listen to all these shameless plugs. But this is Breaking Forth with Dr. Latricia. Well, it still says Prophetess Bragg's maiden name, Dr. Latricia Roberts. I love you guys. Hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Let me know what you all want me to talk about. Let me know so we can get into this stuff, so we can move in the right direction and move forward. This year, God is going to do some things that is prophetic. This year, God is going to move some things, but we have to be in our right place. Does that make any sense? I love you guys. Be blessed.